Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's District 1 championship game is between the Penwood Patriots and the Westchester East Vikings. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Country Deli in Media, the best breakfast in town on Middletown Road. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here to the Lee Corps Center on the campus of Temple University in North Philadelphia. It is now time for the District 1 5A Boys Basketball Championship game, the Del Valle versus the Chesmont. Penwood comes in. They're from Lansdowne, Delaware County, 16-8, Westchester East. Of course, Chester County and Westchester, 25-2. Westchester East lost to Malvern Prep and Coatesville. Enough said. And ironically, Malvern Prep has 4 kids that are originally from Coatesville. But you know how that goes. Penwood, coached by Matt Lindemann, has done a tremendous job filling in for Clyde the Glide Jones, who really built this program up 4th season. And 2 of their 8 losses to the legendary Chester High Clippers. And Andrew knew I was going to say that, right?
Well, that was the under 1 minute. I had
Chester 1 minute. Leads you all to I'm not going to get into that.
Here's the $20. You got an under 1
minute. Chester's a 6A team, but they're dropping down to 5A next year. Somebody owes somebody money. But Penwood's 5A this year. And anyway, let's go more history. First, because it puts it in perspective, guys, what we're watching here today. First trip to the District 1 championship game for Penwood since 2010, when they beat Plymouth White Marsh in overtime 54-49. Guess what? They met again later that year in the state championship. Plymouth White Marsh won it with Coach Donofrio and his monster squad. 6th District 1 title appearance for Penwood in history. 84, they lost at Norristown. 89, lost to Glen Mills. 92, beat Glen Mills. 09, lost to Norristown. But in 09, by the way, Penwood, losing that district championship, went on to win the state championship. Their only state championship in boys basketball history, Penwood, was 2009 under Clyde Jones. So you want to talk about Westchester East, building program, unbelievable. Good to see Dave Schultz in the house here tonight, Stanley Cup champ. Westchester East is coached by Westchester East is coached by Delco native Tom Durant. You know Tom, 3rd season, Coach Jordan. He's also was a key member of the 1986 Penn State football national championship team under Joe Paterno. East only their 2nd appearance in the District 1 championship game, boys basketball, 2nd straight year. Last year lost to Sun Valley in a very physical battle, to say the least.
That was pretty emphasized.
That was very, very animated.
Do you have any idea?
Well, I do have an idea. And okay. Again, I'm shocked we missed all that, all those shenanigans. But
you know, it's funny, we did the game last year.
I know we did. We were here watching it. And kudos to Westchester East and Coach Durant to be back here. You know, we noticed in game 1. Experience is a huge plus. You're in this stage. You might say, oh, I played a lot of games. We played a great tournament over Christmas, you know, yada, yada, yada. Being in this environment, look around. The background, the backdrop, everything is so much different than a normal game you've played. So, Grace being here before, I think it's going to be a huge plus. Obviously, their Delaware commit, Andrew Carr, does everything. I know when they played Radnor, they told me, he shot down low. He shot mid-range. He shot threes. He's 6'10". If you notice, the tallest guy where they got run last game for Penwood is 6'3", Desmond Johnson. So here's the issue. Carson get shots all the time, whenever he wants. How will Coach Lindemann and Penwood play this? I know they're trying to speed him up a little bit. They're trying to full court pressure him, make it into a back and forth game, see if they can sort of tire him out. That's got to be mindset 1. Mindset 2 is Do you just let him get his points? And this is what, I mean, they've discussed this for the last few days.
Stop everybody else?
And stop everybody else. So guess what? He's going to get his 25.
Well, the other thing,
the other guys.
The other thing you do, too, which Chester did unsuccessfully, by the way, is they tried to charge him, force him to make fouls, try to get him out of the game, or at least back off if he had three fouls. That didn't work out so well.
He's a very intelligent player. He's just great. Look, he's right in front of us. Look how long he is.
Yes.
I mean, they're not going to, you know, they're going to try to get under his skin a little bit, under his skin, literally, and look at Dave loves that, and be a little physical with him, and hopefully not in a dirty way, just in a clean way. But he's seen that before. He's been through the bowels and the chest mine, as you know. And guess what? Every team's tried that against him. So, you know, he's a seasoned
kid. I don't think anything that they're going to try against him tonight is going to be anything different than anything else he's seen.
Mark, let me say something about
Pete.
About Andrew Carr. I was talking to Coach Doyle of the Pencrest team the other night. We were talking before the game, and he told me that there's already pro scouts that are eyeing him up for a potential NBA career in a few years. That's how good this boy is.
Well, I wouldn't shock me. I get he's going to have to put on some weight, which he will.
Yeah, he'll have to put on weight.
He,
sure.
Probably, he may be growing on that range or two, so he could be a literal seven-footer. A guy who can take the ball outside.
That's
and
right.
A stretch four and a stretch five,
he's a
guys.
Stretch four. That's
guess
what? He
what? He'll hopefully have a great career at Delaware, and you know we'd love to follow him. And I'm going to have fun watching him tonight.
He's grown a lot of inches over the years, guys. Okay, he started like ninth or tenth grade. Then all of a sudden, ballooned. He was a lacrosse player, so that's why the footwork is unbelievable. I would love to see Woodward from Mathacton and him go at it one on one. Well, as a team, that's not going to happen.
And they're good friends. I found out the other night they played against each other in the.
Yeah,
different things. Sure.
Woodward's a totally different body type too. I mean, Woodward's a linebacker type body, big, hulking kind of guy, a lot of weight.
And speaking of hulking,
Carr is you know the guy we used to fish the marbles out of the sewer from.
Great. But speaking of big guys, I think Desmond Johnson might get first crack at him. He's given up 7 inches, but guess what? He's a strong guy, Desmond Johnson, in there. And he'll definitely try to muscle him and get him out. Get him away from the basket 12 or 14 feet.
But he
can score anywhere. That's the issue.
Yep.
Now, the issue for Penwood is, you know, their quickness is going to play big. I mean, I think they can score. You know, Shamir Baines has having a great career. Great article today in the Delaware County Daily Times about him. I don't know the whole story. He quit last year late in the year. He came back. Coach Lindemann was welcomed him in the summer ball. I thought it was fantastic. I thought he was quiet most of that game. You know, I know Matt DeGeorge said it was more about defense, but he didn't look to really – he didn't look to get you know, out of his element. He kind of let the game come to him, which I hope he does tonight as well, because his left hand, and he's quick, he can get to that left block anytime he wants to. Jerry Flynn had a great game Wednesday night as well. You know, he's a junior. And how about the sophomore, Abdul Dublin? He's playing great basketball for a sophomore. And we'll see how this big environment and big stage affects those young kids.
Right. Every year, we at Delco Hoops, because of me, and I love run and gun, we always try to get Penwood versus Academy Park. And it's always a run-and-gun, I-love-it type game. But they're going to run into a team, Westchester East, who plays like Mathacton. And they got the big guy, methodical, and there you go. It's going to be it. I saw Westchester East, two of their wins. Can I bring up Chester Connection again?
Of course.
They beat Chester High by 14, Westchester East. And a game we broadcast live, they beat the single-A District 1 champs by 20, Chester Charter Scholars.
Oh, Charter Scholar, yes.
But that's single A versus 5A, but still.
Sure. Well,
but they played, and it was kind of irritating because I don't like zone. I don't like playing against zone.
Sure.
And that's all they did. That's all they did was force these guys to shoot, and Chester couldn't make shots. And
one of the adjustments are you try something. If they can't adjust to make the shots, don't change it. Because until they start to make shots and you need to change, whatever it is you're doing is it got them worked up, or they're just cold, but stick with it. You know, the way you change defenses is generally in response to, well, this isn't working so well. Let's switch. Now, generally, all defenses work effectively for a little while, but then the question is, what is it that's letting them make their shots? I mean, defense worked extremely well in the girls' game we just watched all through the game.
And it did. And you go back to what you do. You know, you don't change a whole lot now because you're this late in the season. You can't do what you do. To me, Penwood is more of a slash team, and they want to drive to the rim and go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a big body back there. I don't know how effective you're going to be getting into the lane, but I hope they don't settle early on for the three balls. If they start settling early, they can fall into a 6-8, 10-point hole.
Yeah.
And this team, you know, they're going to try and speed them up. They're you know, well-coached, and they're well-schooled. They're not going to be, you know, lulled into that kind of game, I don't think.
We'll take a break. It's the pregame show, the District 1-5A Boys Basketball Championship, Penwood of the Del Valle, Westchester East of the Chesmont on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, they're taking a selfie, so I'll bring us back because they're too busy between the Fit Crunch energy bar.
That's what I'm eating, chocolate chip cookie dough, 30 grams of protein.
Yeah, and Mark's eating a pretzel. I bet Mark's going to live longer than you are.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Anyway, so here we go, and Mark, I listened to your broadcast the other night with Daryl Dobas, and I know your buddy would rather me leave, right? I heard the comment. He wants Dave Berman gone. Ha, 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 ha. You were joking around. Anyway, your broadcast was great. I like Daryl Dobas. Very good. And unbelievable, the foul shooting by Penwood was incredible, and that really helped them.
It was stunning, right? We discussed it before the game. And what were they in the stretch?
Down the stretch, they were I think they only missed one or two of their free throws down the stretch in closing out Pencrest in that semifinal.
Including Desmond Johnson. We said, oh, put him in the line. But they put Mike Mayer in the line, and guess what?
He hit his free throws.
Yeah.
So we're going to the starting lineups right now. Chesmont, Westchester East, Tom Durant, year number 3, 25-2. And the Pats, Penwood Patriots, Del Valle, 16-8. Everybody loves you, Coach Jordan. Everybody loves Coach Jordan.
You know these guys.
The ambrosia.
Yeah,
the ambrosia.
We're just kind of mediocre about it, so it's all right.
And you're not alone, actually.
I know. I spoke to your wife.
Right, hey, he's killing it. But East has had a pretty easy run through this tournament so far, and Penwood's had some grinders, Dave. If this game can get to the fourth quarter, if we can make this a 6 or 7 point game in the fourth quarter,
that would be great.
It would be great, and we'll see how East responds to it because they really have pulled away and won.
Well, we'll see if Dave got sub for one of them in case they get in trouble.
All right, let's go to Penwood. Matt Lindemann, year number 4, the Patriots. Shamir Baines, your boy, 5'9 senior. Number 10, Jerry Flynn, 6'1 junior. You guys know he can sky. Salih Moore, 5'8", sophomore. Number 14, Abdullah Dublin, 6'2", sophomore. Number 22, 6'3", senior, football standout, also at quarterback, miniature of Ben Roethlisberger, Dez Johnson. Hasn't committed to a college as of yet for football. Penwood Patriots back here in this District 1 championship, first time, 10 years. Westchester East back again. Oh, I love this point guard here. 5'10 junior Mike Detta. The freshman, 6 foot freshman. Number 11, same name as your son, Jack Kushner, Coach Jordan. Number 15, Andrew Carr, Delaware. Recruit, 6'10, can do it all. Number 21, he's athletic as all get out, Tim T.Y.M. Richardson, 6'4 senior. Number 35, Kieran Heffron, a 6 foot junior, well coached. We're getting national anthem. We'll be back. We'll take a break here. It is Westchester East for the second straight year back here in the District 1 Championship Boys Basketball. This year, taking on Penwood on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And, of course, Westchester is a huge student section. Penwood more like a Chester. The old-timers are here in the house. It's a big game. You know why? Covering it for the Delaware County Times, the legendary Jack McCaffrey's in the house. What a great article he did on the bond the other night, the Delco bond in sports. He had Rap Curry, great player here at Penwood. Took them to the 1989 state semifinals before losing to Chester by one at the Palestra back in 89. Rap Curry and Mike Doyle. Wasn't that unbelievable, guys? Wasn't that an unbelievable story?
I think the Delco Times does a great job across the board. Not just Jack.
Yeah.
But I think they cover our local kids so well. And like you're saying, some of these, you know, at the heart of the matter stories. It's fantastic.
And just a point of note, in the 6A class in District 12, Roman has been upset by Simon Gratz in the 6A title game for District 12.
Wow. Unbelievable. Wow, Roman.
Roman falls to Simon Gratz, 71-60.
Lenard Stewart, head coach of Gratz, well, former Simon Gratz great.
I think they draw in Garner Valley, if I'm not mistaken. Gratz might get
better
Garner
matchup.
Valley.
Better matchup for Garner Valley. And then wouldn't that be great to have Chester and Garner Valley in round number two? But anyway.
Was that a jump ball or not?
There was no attempt from the Penwood player to try and beat Andrew
Tim Garner. Richardson for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Dez Johnson. Penwood left to right. Blue uniforms located in lands down up the road. Underneath Dez Johnson, layup is good and a foul.
He's rocking the baby early, David.
Yes. Dez Johnson. Foul on Heffernan. Dez shooting one. 2-0 Penwood. Huh. Misses the foul shot. Ball going out of bounds. Out of bounds. Jerry Flynn off a Westchester East player. Well, the other night, Chester got off to a 9-2 start against Mathacton. Timeout was called by the head coach, Mathacton, and took care of that. There's a three ball from the right side. No good by Bain. Offensive rebound. A floater off the glass. No good. Tim Richardson, the rebound for Westchester East. Both teams, of course, going to the postseason. Heffernan, three ball. Right side is good. Kieran Heffernan.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Three shots here, guys, no?
3-2 Westchester East, man-to-man. They're playing man-to-man here, guys? Or no, outside. Penwood coming back, left to right. Westchester right to left. Westchester white uniforms with red and yellow trim. 6:55 to go first quarter. District 1, 5A. 5A, the second highest class. State of Pennsylvania, three ball, left of the key, short, battling for that rebound. It's Penwood with a left hand, laying it up and in is Shamir Baines.
Well, the Vikings can't afford to allow that offensive recovery on the rebounds. That's going to kill them.
They're in their matchup zone, which is tough to rebound out of.
Penwood from the tough Del Valle. Chester, Academy Park, Penwood. And almost a steal by Penwood and almost taken away, but taken back by Westchester East. Tom Durant's a Delco guy, head coach of East. He knows what's going on here. Three ball again. Heffernan from the left side. Back to the rim. No good. Penwood offensive rebound. Excuse me. Westchester East offensive rebound. Dish layup good. Tim Richardson. And we are now 5-4 Westchester East.
Second chance points both ways there.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Penwood was trying to run down court too fast. Here's your zone. What is it, 2-1-2, Mark?
It looks like a 2-3. And they're matching up out of it.
Knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Patriots.
It's always nice to have a zone when you have a 6'10" guy in the middle of the zone.
Of course, and looking at, you know, you'll see that tonight with Mathacton. They're going to probably play that way against running gun Cheltenham. So Penwood, calm, cool, collected. Salih Moore, 5'8" sophomore. He's unbelievable. He's only a 10th grader. Right of the key is Dublin. Now right actually top of the key to Flynn, lays it up and in.
Went right around Carr
rather
than over
him. Right around the big man. I love it.
Jerry Flynn, 6'1", junior.
6 points for Penwood, all right in the paint, kids.
Fearless, the Patriots. Right of the key, Baines. Top of the key now. Carr, stolen away. Here comes Penwood. Driving all the way hard to the basket. Up, up the glass for two by Shamir Baines.
Took the heat there.
Fearless.
Took a hit from the big man and finished with the left hand.
It's always great to have Rap Curry as your athletic director. He knows the prime time stuff. Oh. Down low for Carr in the lane. Triple team to the foul.
Yes, it was.
Calm, cool, collected. You talk about it, guys. Done an unbelievable job. Penwood head coach Matt Lindemann.
The ball goes against Desmond Johnson, his first.
Did a great job down a stretch, too, down the last 3 minutes of the Pencrest game.
4:58 to go first quarter. Inbounding the ball, Richardson, and he, smart move, gets, he couldn't find anybody, hits it off the rear end of a Penwood player, back to Richardson.
Who had his back towards him, which you never should do. He won't do it next time.
This is Detta, now foul line, and pass underneath Carr. Ball is thrown away. Penwood comes back.
Two straight turnovers for the big man.
The Patriots.
East right now is not having a good time with ball control.
Lands down, Yaden, Darby, Colwyn, you know all about it, guys. Tough, tough basketball area. It goes back 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Merger, summer of 82, became Penwood then, 82-83. And with the ball, Dublin near wing. Dublin looks to penetrate right wing corner. Three ball is up and too strong. Ball is knocked away. That three ball by, that was Flynn. And here comes Westchester East. Detta, left of the key. Detta, right of the key, Tim Richardson. Love the shoes Richardson has. Gold, white, Carr, left of the key. Right of the key to the freshman, and that is Kushner. Left side, three ball again. Kiernan misses it. Kieran Heffernan, rebound, Penwood. Here come the Patriots. Patriots coming back, a good-looking sophomore with a floater in the lane. No, but an offensive foul. I don't know about that call. Come on. Offensive foul, Penwood. I'm not rooting for anybody here, but come on then.
Well, and that was, it just was so deep. See, in the college, in the pro game, you can't do that. It was just under the basket, got in deep, and Baines went to his left hand.
Yes, it was, Penwood fan, and I agree with you, as I just said on the air. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. 8-5, Penwood. Detta comes back. You're going to love him for Detta, the East guard. Detta down low, losing it out of bounds. Bad pass, too low. Uncharacteristic seeing Westchester East play this way.
Well, I think right now the pace is for Penwood, and I think that's starting to have its effect on East and what they're trying to get accomplished.
And they're very physical, so at least three turnovers, right, Pete? They have at least three turnovers so far.
I got three turnovers for WC East.
That's a lot for them. Half a quarter.
Del Valle leads. Teams have struggled here in this Leah Chorus Center the last few years, specifically Chester. We'll see how Penwood does today. This is Dublin between the circles, and they're being very, very patient here, gentlemen.
They're trying to drive some gaps in the zone here, taking their time. I love it.
Flynn, that's not what you want to do. Got to get back on defense, Penwood. It's Salim Moore not hustling back. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's injured. Three ball from the left side, no good.
Ooh.
And Carr, the rebound, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Penwood. I think we have an injured player over here, and he's coming out of the game. That's why he was Salee was banged up a little bit.
Was that an attempt at an alley-oop with Carr?
No, that was a three-point shot.
This shot, he crashed the boards from the weak side. He got in there.
He actually gave Shamir Baines another foul there. He's up to two now.
Oh man. Unbelievable. So Westchester East up by three. Three ball Detta from the left of the key. No good. Rebound Penwood.
Westchester East is down by three.
And they're now 1-for-6 from beyond the arc.
Penwood 8. Westchester East 5. Patriots being very controlled here. 2:20 to go. Actually, 2:26 to go in the first quarter, and a foul push on the Vikings. Detta first.
Penwood, David, 8 points in the paint so far in the first 5 minutes or so. How many shot attempts for Andrew Carr?
One?
Zero. I don't have any shot.
All right, wait till you see this kid, guys. Zero. Destin McCray, 5'10", freshman for Westchester East into the game. He is unbelievable. But he has to work his way into the lineup here. Pick set. Penwood with a rock up by three. Pass is not a good one. Goes awry.
Uh-oh.
Can't argue with themselves. You guys said that the other night, too.
They
were down by six about 5 minutes ago in the game.
Similar play. They threw it away, and they started chirping at each other. But guess what? They bonded and came back from there.
Yep.
So it's a Westchester East ball. Detta. Slowly back, right to left.
Look at Trey Flynn.
Out high to Carr.
30 feet out, up in his face.
Guarded by Flynn, yes. Right to the key.
Oh, he's posting him up.
To Kushner. Richardson, Kushner, down low is Carr. Layup is good by Andrew Carr.
Well, there it was. But, again, Jerry Flynn's giving up 9 inches. He's fronting him all over the place. That time Carr said, no, I'm going down low. They lobbed it in. He took his time and laid it in.
First two. 1:32 to go. First quarter. Penwood leading by one. Left wing corner. Hugh Booth. Massenburg with the ball now. Foul line jumper wide open. Oh, back of the rim, no good. Put up by Flynn. Rebound taken by Detta. Detta to McCray. Westchester East back. Carr near wing. Carr guarded by Flynn. He's 6'1", but he can hit the top, touch the top of the backboard.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's guarding Carr. Destin, the freshman, don't play like one, guys. Good pass. Lay it up and in underneath. To Detta, Mike Detta, 5'10", junior. 9-8 is the score. Westchester East by one now. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Team fouls, three on Penwood and two on Westchester East. Penwood, amazing control these guys are showing here today. Boy, when we see them play Chester and Academy Park, it's nuts. But that both teams play that way.
Sure.
And Penwood is adapting very well, the Patriots. Now they have it way outside now. 17 seconds to go, first quarter.
Zone's extending out pretty far here, Dave.
I wouldn't rush anything, Patriots. I know you're down by one. You want to keep it this way.
8 seconds.
Going into the second quarter. Floater off the glass. No good. Rebound with 3 seconds to go. Carr throws it from three quarters court. Way short. After one quarter of play, the District 1 5A Boys Basketball Championship game. It's from the Chesmont, the Vikings of Westchester East 9, and the Penwood Patriots of Delaware County 8 on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back here, Leah Corps Center, campus of Temple University, DelcoHoops.com, worldwide, all the way live, 9-8 Westchester East.
Yeah, Dave, the stats actually show the score. It's a 9-8 WC East lead, 5 rebounds each team, turnovers, 2 for Penwood and 3 for WC East, and fouls 3-2 in favor of Penwood. Even stats, even game, 9-8.
Even more even stats. Both teams 4-for-10 from the field.
Really?
Westchester East has got 1-for-6 from 3. Penwood 0-for-3 from the field. I think Penwood's going to be pretty happy being down 1 point here, but they have to get the ball up and down the floor a little more frequently.
Well,
they have
to shut Carr down, too.
They have only one shot attempt for Carr.
The Patriots have the ball to begin the second quarter out of bounds on the far side. He didn't see where he was.
Silly turnover.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe he has big feet. Out of bounds, Dublin. Most of these kids do. So Westchester East with the ball here.
Keeps him from falling over.
One more broadcast to go. Later tonight, here from Leah Corps, Travel Detta.
Yeah, in case you're keeping track, we did not have the third game on our schedule because we hadn't planned on doing it, but we are going to do it tonight with a 7 o'clock start, 6:45 actually.
I'm not sure that was even a walk, by the way. It looked like a walk.
Yeah, it looked like one.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Underneath Carr. Actually, Penwood shot his block. Rebound Carr. Westchester East back.
Oh, boy.
Down low for Andrew. Double team to Tim Richardson. Stops, pops, in and out. Carr the rebound. They're being physical on him. Long ball knocked away, but out high to the wise freshman Kushner. 1 point lead, 9-8, 7 minutes to go. Westchester East. Carr spins in the lane. Floater. Good. Bounced around the rim and in for Andrew Carr.
He's been really patient tonight. He really hasn't forced a whole lot in his first quarter in a minute or two.
So, 6:42 to go.
Oh, no.
Turnover, sure. Penwood. All the way, dead end of the basket. Blocked from behind, but a foul. It's going to be on Salim Moore, I believe. 6:36 to go. Second quarter, 11-8, three-point lead.
Another silly turnover there. So they had a turnover out of bounds. That was just a lazy pass turnover there. And then they had a tough shot.
You got a timeout.
Timeout on the floor. 6:36 to go, second quarter. It is a three-point lead for Westchester East Boys Basketball. DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Let's go to Pete.
Yeah, we got an 11-8 score. Again, the stats are showing that. Andrew Carr, look for them to get a little more involved down low. They get the ball to him down low. He can score on anybody down here, but they've been roughing him up. But we'll see what happens. Let's see if he gets more low ball.
Mike Detta makes the first.
They have four shots in the paint. They're 4-for-4 by Chester East.
He's not going to miss. Detta makes both. Nothing but net.
Again, we got a little separation here, Michael. And it's been a turnover, a quick shot over the big man inside, and then a turnover. I think they got to take their time against the zone, move the ball, look to drive some gaps, and maybe drive and dish somewhere behind the big man down low in the paint.
WC East with the largest lead of the game so far.
Yes.
Oh, my.
13-8, five-point bulge, and a foul on the far side on the exuberant freshman for East, Destined McCray, and he is destined to have a great high school career and probably college career.
See how he did that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like you practiced.
A little wordplay.
Him and Kushner.
I think you
freshmen.
Rehearsed that one.
Their future's still bright.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom Durant, Pride of Delco, Upper Darby High School, I believe.
Stall of the earth.
So Penwood down by five. Down low for Johnson and a foul. That's going to be called on Kushner.
Penwood's lucky they got away with that. That was not a high percentage pass.
You know what? It was a cross-court diagonal pass, but Desmond Johnson was sort of sealing Kushner, and he almost had it. The blob was a little bit closer to the rim. They pulled away.
But he had two people on it.
Desmond's a pretty big boy.
Yes.
6:07 to go before halftime. District 1 5A championship.
Nice play.
Into the lane. Flynn.
Nice move.
To the basket. Good. And
offensive foul.
Really?
And you know what? I hate to say it. It was probably the right call. He did hook him.
A guy missed it. My bad, guys.
He hooked around it.
My bad. One of the parents behind us.
It's also a turnover, though. Here's another turnover. It's three in this quarter.
So one of the parents behind there telling Jerry Flynn, who committed that foul, keep your head up. Keep hanging in there. Detta. Left side. Three ball again. Heffron, too strong. Oh. Carr, rebound, good. It's nice to have a 6'10 guy.
Yep.
6'10 in the middle, and skilled to say that.
It gives you a certain flexibility when you're trying to make three-point shots, figuring that you're going to get a certain percentage of those to go up by Carr.
Especially when he's being fronted by Jerry Flynn, and then all of a sudden he's got positioning for the rebound already.
7-point lead, driving to the basket, and a block foul. Two free throws for Penwood. It will be going to the line. Abdullah Dublin, 6'2", sophomore.
Penwood has to be making their high percentage of free throw shots because if they insist on going into the paint, they got to assume they're going to get fouled.
And they haven't got many shots off in general here, Mike, in this quarter.
Very strong. Penwood had a tremendous year on the gridiron.
Got it.
Free throw is good by Dublin. That's in Ireland, too, in the town in Ireland.
You're right. A little one. That snap is 6-0 East run.
He's got a nice touch, does that? Sophomore for Penwood. Dublin makes both. Hugh Booth, 5'11 junior back in, 5'11 senior in for the Patriots. 5-point lead for East. Westchester East back in this District 1 championship game. Second straight year lost to Sun Valley from Delaware County last year.
Sure.
Detta between the circles, being guarded by Salih Moore, right wing Carr. Detta foul line. He'll probably make a swisheroo. Oh, he missed it. I jinxed him. Floater on the offensive rebound. No, and Penwood gets it. And here they come. It's a 2-on-1. He's going to take it right to the rack, off the glass. No, tap. Yes. Jerry Flynn. He's got to be a track star, too. He can really jump. 3-point lead. East.
Oh,
Detta. Floater. No good. Off the back of the rim. For Westchester East to the rebound. The Penwood and Flynn behind the back.
You feel the having flow, though. It's going up and down the floor a little bit here, which is more in a Penwood's game.
4:42 to go in the second quarter. The Penwood Patriots, a storied program, a PIAA state championship in 09. Floater in the lane.
Lord.
That's the old Philly floater, Ty Garland. Remember Bartram and then LaSalle? Uh-huh.
Oh.
There's a steal and a foul and a frustration foul. And steal by Penwood, and then Richardson got hit in the family jewels accidentally.
Yes, he lost the ball. He got raked clean.
That's got to
hurt. Oh, he was diving for the ball when he got
hurt.
So, yeah.
Whew. But Shamir Baines' last shot was like Michael Adams. Remember
Grab
Michael
your
Adams?
Head, it helps.
Remember Boston College? Michael Adams in the 80s?
Oh, my man, 5 foot.
That
five.
Was what Shamir just did. He did like a little runner.
Yeah.
Of course, getting it over 6 foot 10, Shamir Baines listed at 5 foot nine. Giving up a foot and still got it over top of the big man. How about this one, though? 6-0 for themselves. 6-0 East, 6-0 them.
1 point lead, Westchester East. With the rock is Massenburg. Penwood has it. Baines, top of the key. Baines sticking in that zone there. Massenburg looks to drive, getting it out. Long, long, long three ball. Yes, sir. By Shamir Baines.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
I have 5 in the quarter for him, Andrew, and 9 for the game. Shamir Baines.
That was great. That was a driving kick. It was a great play by them. You know.
2 point lead, Penwood Carr. Right of the key, Detta, right wing quarter, is Destin. Ball on the floor near side, Tim Richardson. He's 6'5". Jumper, back of the rim, no good. Rebound, the ninth grader misses. Carr, no, rebound on the floor. They battle foul Penwood. And now it's really picking up. And
it's picking up, and it's
hard. No matter how you box out, Penwood's doing a good job. You have so much size in there. And now Westchester East is bringing the intensity. 3:33 to go, second quarter. Penwood by 2.
A great flurry. They've had 3 shot attempts. East, they may get a 4th right now, too, inbounding under the basket.
East with the ball. McCray. Out high, Kushner. Foul line, Carr. Left of the key, Richardson. McCray for 3, left side. Back of the rim again, no good. Rebound, Penwood, Flynn. Flynn to Johnson. Dez spins high off the glass. Rolls, won't go. Rebound, Westchester East. Carr near side, 3:14 to go. Second quarter, Leah Carr
Johnson
center.
Was not sure where he was on the court when he turned to make that shot.
Detta right wing. Richardson way out high. Slows it up. He's at the far hash mark. Now he looks to penetrate. Great defense, Penwood. Playing very well in this game against an unbelievably tough team. Forces the shot off the glass. No. Kushner, another rebound. Out the car for 3. Andrew bangs it home. He reminds me of those kids Bo Ryan used to recruit.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Oh, and Bo, the Pride of Chester, recruited those kids. Wisconsin, Andrew Carr.
Give Kushner a lot of credit there. He rebounded that ball on the weak side, kicked out the car.
And it's an 18-17 lead for Westchester East.
Oh, my.
Driving to the basket, blocked by Carr, but a foul. Dez Johnson goes to the line, shooting 2. What a ball game.
And my initial thrust is this. Penwood's mindset is, you know what? I know you're 6'10". You're a big guy. I get it. They're going at the rim with reckless abandon. The last couple times, Desmond Johnson saying, guess what? I'm going right at you.
Who'd they call that on?
They're calling that foul on Destin McCray, who was nowhere near the play.
Free throw, Johnson is good. Big Dez, 6'3", senior.
McCray was out here on the wing, and that was Dez Johnson inside. He had Andrew Carr and, I think, Tim Richardson around him.
Well, I thought they were going to call on Carr.
Yeah, I think WC East is glad they didn't call on Carr.
Makes them both, Dez Johnson.
We're on the seesaw here, David.
Yep, Penn would take the lead.
1-point lead for the Patriots. Been around 38 years, 82-83 the first year, with that big merger along with the Academy Park coming in. Del Valle playing Chester. He's got to help. Westchester East, right wing corner, dead a three ball. No good, back of the rim.
Uh-oh.
Carr jumps. Can't get the rebound. Here comes Penwood with a 1-point lead and an offensive foul on Flynn, and he forced it too much back to the Vikings.
Oh, he threw the shoulder. You can't. Yeah. I mean, you can run into people. You can't throw your arms out at him. You'll get called every time for that.
Heffron made his first three-pointer of the day, David, and has missed his last four. I think Penwood's saying we're going to give that up. We're going to try and take care of the big man inside a little bit.
Detta in the backcourt for the Vikings of Westchester East, trying to get that district championship. Last year, Chester County had two teams in the District 1 championship. Coatesville, Westchester East, both lost. Left wing corner, almost double dribbling, I thought, for a second there. Heffron, and there's a jumper. Andrew Carr, 15-footer.
Can't stop it. Just raises up.
It's nice.
He actually might have gotten fouled on the play. He looked for a foul, and I think he's probably right.
He was looking for a foul on that last defensive rebound, too.
Yeah, but he just fell on that one.
Right.
We've seen some good big men this year. Lower Marion's got a 6'9 kid, sophomore Demetrius Lilly. They lost a Coatesville playback game last night. And almost a turnover, Penwood, but they pick it back up. Massenburg, 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Penwood play. I've never seen them play so disciplined. The Penwood Patriots. Marvelous.
Oh, no.
Far side Johnson.
Same play there. See, Michael. They
get
seal
it out now. 1-point lead, Westchester East. 59 seconds to go. Second quarter, moving clock. District 1, 5A championship. Springfield girls won it earlier, 5A. Was that 29-27, guys, right?
Yep.
State championship for the Lady Cougars girls. Here's Massenburg driving left side. Three ball, left wing corner, up in short. Rebound, Richardson. Tim comes back for Westchester East. Richardson, four-year player. Alley-oop, no. Good defense by Dez Johnson. They want a foul. They're not going to get it in the backcourt. Massenburg across the timeline. Detta playing. Tough D on him. The intensity is unbelievable. Detta, Mike doesn't want to reach in. We're down to 18 seconds to go in the first half. 1-point lead, Westchester East. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan of the gang. Mike Mayer, 12 seconds to go. Out high straight away is Booth. Far side hash to Dublin. Dublin down to 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Is somebody open? It's Johnson. He can hit that shot. Dez misses it. We go to halftime. And your score is, I can catch my breath, Westchester East 20, Penwood 19. The District 1 5A boys basketball championship game right here only on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now?
And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And you're live right here at Temple's University La Crosse Center, where it is a tight, barn-burning kind of game for 5A boys basketball. WC East leads at the half, 20 to Penwood's 19. It's been like that the entire game. Nobody has been in the lead by more than 5 points, and it keeps bouncing back and forth. Lots of shooting, lots of misses, lots of activity underneath the basket. And we have Matthew DeGeorge here from Delaware County Times, who technically is not covering this game. So
Don't tell anybody.
Ah, that.
I just told them.
Oh,
all right, don't worry.
Darn. Well, for the 4,000 people that are listening, I guess it's out now, but we'll deal with that. In the meantime, Matt, what's your observation?
It's an interesting game. It's really interesting to see how much different Penwood is when Shamir Baines and or Jerry Flynn are not on the court. Baines picks up his second foul, and it needs to be said, both have two fouls, and they've been cheap ones. Three of them have been offensive fouls. One was a loose ball foul under their own basket for Baines. But they were up when Baines sat. Then they went probably 5 minutes without a basket. Then he comes back in, hits a three to put them ahead. Same with Flynn. Penwood can stay in this game if they can keep those guys on the court consistently. It's obviously tough because Flynn's doing so much work defensively, trying to deal with Andrew Carr.
Well, and
they've done an okay job.
I was going to say, they've been pretty effective with Carr. I mean, he's really has not been a huge factor, although his presence is a factor to some degree as well.
I mean, 11 points and 8 rebounds, and you can still go back in the locker room and say, I can live with that. I mean, he's going to get his 20 and 15 tonight, come hell or high water. So, you know what, the key is not collapsing three guys on him and letting jump shooters free.
Well,
I think the difference in the second half is going to be if Tim Richardson steps up. He looks like he's a little banged up. I think he got hit on one after that steal by Booth and was favoring something. I don't know if it was his hand or a leg. But
a little lower than his hand.
Yeah, it was a little bit lower than his hand. Yeah,
higher than his knee and lower than his hand.
Got it. That's what I thought.
He should work through that without a problem.
I better him than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he steps up, then they've got a chance. Something about this gym, you're not going to make a lot of jump shots in this gym. And I think Westchester East has seen that. They have not been great from three. I think their only make is the Carr make. And then Heffernan had one early.
Very good.
Yeah, but he's missed a handful of corner looks.
Almost. They made the first one and the last one. They're 2-for-11 overall.
Right.
Missed the 9 in between there. Before the game, we discussed that. Mike and I said, if you want to limit Carr, like Carr's had a pretty quiet 11 points. He hasn't done a whole lot. As they've run through him, Jerry's been fronting him the whole time, which hurts him on the rebound side. When you front somebody, he's had some offensive rebounds because I'm fronting you. I already have position on the backside. So that sort of helped out a couple times. Carr with some easy putbacks. But give him 24. You can still win this game.
Absolutely. If you could sign a magic contract and say, all right, I'm going to give him 25, but everybody else only gets 20 combined, and then there's your number to beat.
Right.
And I think that's not the worst thing in the world for Penwood. And I think Penwood's shot selection in that first half was okay, not great, not terribly bad. I think they have the ability to beat these guys off the dribble a little bit more than maybe they're using. Maybe not to get shots, but at least to draw Carr out and pass around him.
And they did that the first play of the game. I didn't mention this.
Right.
It was in my head. I didn't want to say it. But they're in that 2-3 matchup zone, and they got to pull him and get some gaps. It started to extend a little bit as you went along. And they keep the big guy in the middle. But the first play of the game, they drove baseline, and they dropped off to Desmond for a layup.
What?
They need more of that. And Desmond's trying to seal on the weak side of the zone, which I don't hate that. They're trying to drive and give him the ball on the weak side, pull Carr out of the lane this way on ball side, and then dump it down low. But I think it's got to be their mindset. I'm going to go drive the lane and look for my friend. Look to set somebody up.
I'd almost, with someone like Carr, you almost have to use the backboard to your advantage as a passing shield. I mean, there's a couple times where they've missed shots, and Flynn's been on the weak side and been able to get the rebound. That's almost something that, because of his distorting effect, I find it so interesting to compare Carr with Jeff Woodward.
They're
so dominant, and they both have such different games. It's really interesting.
And on that note, we'll go to a break and come back for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Yeah.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are
the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day.
Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out.
Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Had a
was it a glitch?
I think just a little glitch. A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit of a glitch. There.
Okay, so we're back here. We're about 50 seconds away from the third quarter. District 1-5A Boys Basketball Championship, Westchester East 20, Penwood 19. What did I miss at halftime? And I was just talking to people, the Woodwards. I was talking to Pete DiGiovanni, now the other Pete Fulginetti.
Yeah, let me give you a little stats here before we start. Such an even game, 20-19 lead by WC East. Each team has, I have them for 16 fouls. Nobody has more than 2. Both teams have 4 turnovers. Rebounding 12-9 in favor of WC East. Andrew Carr is leading the way with 6 boards, 2 off the offensive glass. Look for Andrew Carr to be more involved in the second half. They really have to get him involved. Not only down low, he can hit the 15- and 18-foot jumper. He's got to get more touches. If they do, I think WC West will be in great shape.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to say that, Pete. I don't disagree. Real quick, Westchester East, 8 for 24 first half, 2 for 11 beyond the arc. They missed about 9 in a row there in the middle. Penwood, 7 for 18, 1 for 5 beyond the arc. We already said shooting's not the big deal here. Jerry Flynn's fronting Carr all over the place. So I think what they're doing is Westchester East is saying, take a shot. I have the position for rebounds. I'm going to get it. I love what Penwood's doing, attacking the big man. But like we just talked at halftime, let's attack him, jump stop. You know what I mean, ball fake, jump stop, and find a friend. I think they're going to have some people open if they attack the rim. And
the third quarter is underway, left to right, West, Chester, East. Carr looks to penetrate. Detta, right? No, that's not Detta. That's Heffern, misses the 3 ball. Heffern, offensive rebound underneath to Detta. Travel or foul? Push. Penwood, team foul number 1. Second half, 7:43 to go in the third quarter. 1-point lead. Boy, I tell you, winning district championships in the blood of this Penwood program. Goes way back, Darby Colwin. I could go on and on. Inbounding the ball is Kushner. Oh, no. Areas get Heffern. Right wing corner decides to slow it up to Tim Richardson. Tim very quiet today, and there's Detta for 3.
Second chance points.
4-point lead.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
4-point lead. Almost a steal by Detta. Penwood's got to keep their heads up. Getting it out now. 3 ball. Baines wide to the right. Ball saved from going out of bounds. Tremendous effort right there. Another three ball is up and short.
What?
And now Penwood is... The ball goes back to Westchester East.
That's smart.
And the kids on the bench got to calm down for Penwood, too, a little bit. Just calm down.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that was back-to-back air balls from three-point land. We're saying attack their paint. We just did the opposite of that. Two shots.
So Westchester East coming back. And they've been here as of last year. They do not want to make it another loss for a Chester County team in a boys basketball District 1 championship game. It's Carr, left of the key, Kushner, left wing corner, three ball. Heffron just can't get it to fall.
Keep shooting it, though.
Yes.
Playing the Penwood's hands right now.
Heffron's a junior. Rebound, Penwood. They come back. This is Dublin. Dublin left of the key, Baines. Looks to drive to the basket. Blocked by Carr. Scrappy Penwood. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Detta.
We just said that. You can't go that close to him. You have to jump stop and look to pass the ball. You can't really shoot over top of him.
Carr back. Talked to his dad, Phil, at halftime. He drives to the basket. Fouled. Two shots for Andrew Carr. Trivia question. Who was the Penwood boys basketball coach when they went to the District 1 championship in 84, 89, and 92? Think about that one, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, do we have that message board on there, Mike?
Don't jam our phone lines.
You can
answer it on the message board on the broadcast if you like.
Free throw, no good.
Foul went against Jerry Flynn, his third.
Yeah. The head coach of Penwood in 09 and 10 when they went to the district championship was Clyde Jones. Now Chichester. You know Clyde before that at Harriton. Another one for Andrew Carr. 6:20 to go, third quarter, 4-point lead East.
Big foul there. A big foul, Jerry Flynn. He's been fronting Andrew Carr the whole game.
Carr up, nice touch. Delaware University, they got a steal.
Halftime from Pencrest in the third place game. Pencrest trails Ruston 20-16.
Ruston's, they're tough at Chester County basketball. So Carr with another point. 5-point lead East between the circles to Moore.
Love it.
Moore into the lane. Dez Johnson tried to extend his arm. Misses the shot. Tried again. Misses it. Jumping for the ball is Dublin. Boy, they can really, really jump, but it's picked up. The loose ball by Carr. Amazing. The footwork he had. Brings it up. Alley-oop Carr. Misses the jam and gets the offensive rebound. Fouled on the floor. That'll be team foul number three already. Penwood, 5:43 to go here in the third quarter, three in the second half.
That's the third on Shamir Baines.
That's trouble. Trouble time.
By the way, that coach of Penwood back in the day also was a longtime girls basketball coach at Sun Valley.
And timeout taken by Penwood.
Yes, we'll take a break, and we have 5:43 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back. It's a 5-point lead, Westchester East over Penwood, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back here, 5:43 to go, third quarter, District 1 5A championship. And the answer to our trivia question, the Penwood boys basketball coach took his team to the District 1 championship 84, 89, 92. Went on to Sun Valley and had a great career girls basketball there. The legendary Frank Ridpath.
Mike, did you know that?
Did I hear that?
Did you know that?
Oh, I knew that, but the trip to Hawaii didn't get... Nobody claimed the free trip to Hawaii for two. I forgot to tell you that was the prize if you guessed it. But, all right, well, listen, we broadcast again at, you know, for the 7 o'clock game. Take your chances then. That trip is to Pittsburgh, but, you know, this one was Hawaii.
Mike is... Or a trip to Glen Olden. So here we... Nothing against Glen Olden. So it's out the Detta. Westchester East with the ball, 5-point lead. Richardson, he's been very, very quiet. Off the glass, rims out, no good. And the freshman, fearless in there, takes it right to the hole.
Another
second
chance.
Lays it up and in. Kushner, he went right at 6'5 senior Latrell Goring.
Vikings now have a 7-point lead, which I think is their biggest of the game.
It is. But he's got no sort of ball, that Kushner. He sort of seals you on the backside there. It's about his third rebound.
Penwood, 5:13 to go in the third with the Rock weaving it around. You can tell Westchester has really picked up the intensity here. Driving to the basket. Dipsy-Doo shot. No good. Little out of control. Offensive rebound. Lays it up and in a miracle.
That was a reverse up whatever that was.
That's a Dipsy-Doo behind the basket by Shamir Baines, and that is street ball to the max. But run and gun doesn't necessarily mean District 1 or PIAA championships anymore. And getting it out top of the key again for the freshman, the junior, excuse me. Heffernan misses it.
Push.
Penwood coming back, right wing corner, driving to the basket. Good passing. Shamir Baines drives to the basket, shot blocked by Carr, out of bounds. Last touch by Penwood, or do they change it? No, it's going to go back to Westchester East. And Flynn back into the game for the Patriots.
Again, Shamir, I love his fearlessness. It's great doing that. But you're 5'9", he's 6'10". It's not going to work. That's where you drive hard, you jump stop, you find a friend cutting in from the weak side, and you drop it off to him. He's trying to go over top of him three times in a row. It hasn't worked too well.
4:26, trying to draw fouls, too. 4:26 to go third quarter. Now, East with the ball. 26-21, five-point lead. Richardson, he's going to play college ball somewhere. Too skilled. No commitment as of yet. He has it between the circles.
With those shoes, for sure.
Tim Richardson, T.Y.M. Again, he shoots a three.
Well,
and finally, he pumps his fist. He makes a three ball, 35.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Kieran Heffernan. It's, again, like Chester the other night with Methacton. Pick your poison, right? And
boy,
here's a turnover now.
Yeah,
they
just turn it over again.
Starting to fall. And then they're going to have guys probably wide open for three. It's Heffernan again. There he is. Unbelievable. We've been there before. Heffernan for three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And a timeout, and just in the blink of an eye, we saw it the other night. It's Westchester East 32, Penwood 21, District 1-5A Championship, DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
3:45 to go, third quarter, and Penwood down by 11.
And how about the shooting mentality of Kieran and Heffernan? That's your mentality, Mike, back in the day. Made his first three-pointer, missed his next 7 three-pointers in a row, and just made his last two.
Well, but you can do that when you're up. I mean, when you're down, it's a problem. But listen, he's making them, and that's all that's going to count now.
He missed seven in a row and made the last two. It's amazing.
Right. Well, he's getting his zone.
Driving to the basket. Shot blocked by Carr. It was Baines again. Andrew Carr, Delaware University. He could probably still play lacrosse, be a big factor. But there's a rare turnover for East. And going all the way to the basket, lay it up and in by the 6'2 sophomore. He's going to be a preseason major, major talent, Abdullah Dublin.
They need more of that in transition.
Detta into the lane. This is the freshman, Kushner. Now to Tim Richardson, 3 minutes to go. And wide open again, Detta. Deadeye for three. And this is how they do it, right? This is how they do it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Westchester East and Methacton. They're up by 12 now.
That's three straight three-pointers they've made.
It's a formula, and it works. Top of the key. That's a three-ball. Penwood, it goes out of bounds, missing it way short. They're having trouble with that depth perception
shooting. They're having trouble this way, 0 for 3, three air balls, but that way they made three straight. How's that possible, guys?
Well, listen, it's all streaks. I mean, as you point out, 7 misses, now 3 in a row. I mean, you know.
It's getting away, guys. 12-point game right now.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You're not going to come back from against the Vikings with a 12-point deficit that easily.
Westchester East, 2:27 to go, third quarter,
Wide open layup,
and he can get up. Wow.
Yep.
Woo. Jack Kushner. Every time I think of Jack, I think of your son, Jack, who's a rising basketball player too, right?
He doesn't have those kind of sneakers.
You don't think?
Okay. We'll see.
He's only seventh grade.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 2:11 to go.
Biggest lead
here
14.
In the third quarter, 14-point lead. driving Shamir Baines to the basket. Carr with two blocked like volleyball.
There's, I mean, I love Shamir's fearlessness. It's great, as we're saying. He has to pull up from either 5 feet or jump stop and find a friend.
The fans are yelling, this is not going to work. Stop trying it.
It's four straight times, Mike. Yep, that's why. Yep.
Penwood with a rock, almost a steal by Detta. Stopping, popping Penwood back of the rim. Now their shots won't fall. Shamir Baines, Westchester East back, up by 14. Trying to win that district championship. Tim Richardson driving left side out of bounds. 1:48 to go in the third. Back into the game for the Patriots. Massenburg. No matter what here happens here in this game, don't be ashamed. Westchester East has beat some unbelievable teams this year. And they were fueled by that fire. They lost in the district championship last year. Had to play Ryan in the first round. And they lost in the first round. And Sun Valley had an easier path. He's going right to the basket. Jack lays it up and in.
Nobody's covering him.
No one's guarding him. That's right.
Jack Kushner in a timeout. Matt Lindemann and Penn Wood. The District 1 5A championship. Buck and a half to go. Third quarter. Westchester East getting close. 39-23 over Penwood, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Buck and a half to go, third quarter, 39-23. It's East by 16. Pete, kind of similar to Chester Mathacton the other night.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And one fact that's really kind of amazing, Andrew Carr has played every minute of this ball game at 6'10". He has no fouls. The man can play center. He knows how to control his body. He can shoot. He can do it all.
Mark?
I'm a little bit, bewildered about Penwood. Keep attacking the big man. He's so smart, like you said, 6'10".
Yeah, Baines went in there four straight times.
You can't do that. That being said, they made three straight jump shots, which opens up the whole game for Westchester East. If they make jump shots, they can win that whole entire thing at 6-7.
Penwood into the lane, floater off the glass, no good. Carr, the rebound, loses it. They're scrappy, Penwood. They're trying their best. But East had the experience and the savvy and the discipline. There's a ball on the floor, tie-up or a foul. It's going to be a reach-in on Detta.
On Heffer in his second.
Doubling, just dribbling the ball, and just he went, and the ball stayed right behind him.
Penwood looking.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dublin throws it away.
Oh, no.
Carr ahead of the pack.
Send it in.
There you go.
Punch it in, big man.
One-handed jam for Carr. His buddy will go for the 6A championship tonight. Jeff Woodward, he's also 6'10". He can do that stuff, too. Driving, floater, on the board.
That was the way to answer that, but that took a lot of wind out of the sails when Carr went up for that shot.
45 seconds, running clock, late third, turnover. Penwood coming back down, big, three ball. Oh, again by Dublin.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Lead down to 13 now, 41-28, Westchester East. Dublin, ridiculous talent. Knocked out of bounds. Good timeout there by Matt Lindemann. Knocked out of bounds by Massenburg. And now Coach Durant telling his guys, he's going to tell them. He's going to call timeout, then have a deep conversation. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break. It's 41-28 in favor of Westchester East over Penwood. D1 5A title, DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
We've got 26 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and people love our pictures on what, Twitter. 41-28 in this boys' basketball District 1 5A game. Mike, I tell you, it's a lot of extra publicity for DelcoHoops.com.
Oh,
Westchester's Tim Richardson. What a timeout by Durant, and the layup is good by Tim.
Well, that was just, they didn't guard anybody. I mean, it was right.
Too easy. Penwood down 43-28 now. 11 seconds ago in the third quarter, going for the final shot, I would reckon. Driving to the basket, Carr blocks it out of bounds.
Pete, are you keeping track of block shots?
That's five.
Okay. And in this quarter, right?
And all of his blocks have come in this quarter.
And what, all of them blocks, not one of them was a foul.
4 seconds to go.
I agree. Oh, he's...
Abdullah. I want him on my team for Penwood. Three ball at the buzzer, short, and that is going to be it. It was a long 4 seconds.
Yes, it was.
43-28, Westchester East. 8 minutes away from their first ever boys basketball District 1 championship. 43-28, the Vikings over the Penwood Patriots on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Thank you, Andrew. You're quick on the button there. There we go. If we go to ready the fourth quarter, I'm starting to stumble, bumble, mumble too much. Got another game to follow. 7 o'clock.
Don't start now. Okay. You got a whole other game.
Here we go.
It.
Final 8 minutes of regulation. It's 43-28 in favor of Westchester East over Penwood. I was talking to the gurus real quick on press row from Chester, Pete DiGiovanni and the guys. The last Chester County boys basketball team, you know how good basketball is out there, to win a District 1 championship, 2000, Coatesville, and who they beat?
Chester.
The legendary Chester High Clippers, who got revenge on them in the state semifinals and won it all with Jameer Nelson.
I'm sure they did.
None of these kids were born then.
That's a good point. Real quick, did they have to play a perfect quarter here at Penwood?
Yes.
Down 15 points, perfect quarter. It comes down to contested shots. I feel like East has had almost no contested shots this quarter, and Penwood's every look, again, in the paint. That's contested.
But he got it.
He did, but it's right in his face on the big man.
Dez Johnson cuts the lead to 13. East with Carr, top of the key, right side to Destin. Destin the Carr, and little out. That's not Westchester East style basketball. Turnover.
You got to go.
Yep.
Penwood coming out. You got to start hitting some threes. Like this one, back of the rim, rolls out, no good. Tim Richardson, he gets it to Destin, the freshman, to Destin, and Destin is called for a travel. It's actually Destin, the first name, McCray, 5'10 freshman. No relation to Scooter.
First 45 seconds of this quarter, it's up and down the court a little bit. I like the pace of the game for Penwood, but they have to play it perfect. They got to get their shots almost every time down. We get to the foul line. They have zero foul shot attempts this half.
Three ball, back of the rim, no good by Dublin. Rebound, Carr. Carr, we've seen how many times, Mike? Seems like a lot. Three times the last couple of years on our broadcast. And you know, the folks in Chester County are happy. Tim Richardson to Jack. Jack lays it up. Good, and a foul. Jack Kushner, 6 foot freshman, and he looks like he can just jump out of the gym too.
Hey, Jack Kushner, he's had a great game in the second half. I count at least three layups. They're not covering him.
That was four. It's an 8 point this half.
He's open all the time under there.
Oh, wait, is that good then? That you're saying, Pete? That's good when you're open. That's good.
That's a great thing.
Kushner free throw, good.
I mean, without making it too simple, these shots are pretty much uncontested. And all Penwood shots are contested.
Yeah. You never know. Kushner, like Carr, he could grow 5-6 more inches. Only ninth grader. Dublin. That's the man right there.
Ooh.
And a turnover.
Uh-oh.
Carr across the timeline. Richardson to the basket. Lay it up. No good. Penwood the rebound. Now they get it up to Dublin. Dublin, and then from behind, he's the man.
Kushner did it.
Freshman Kushner. knocks it out of bounds.
Two things.
Wow.
He's very athletic for a freshman, obviously. He's very gifted. Two, they only play six players, Westchester East. You notice that? They have one sub in there they're rolling, and that's all they're doing is the freshman coming in.
You're right.
They're
again,
very fit. They're
got great court
great shape. Yep.
To the basket, layup on the foul. We've seen that ref several times.
Yes.
You know his name? He's good.
Very good.
The big fella.
I don't think he likes you calling him that, but okay.
I wouldn't let him know I called him that, Dave. I'd
I said he's good.
Life.
You call.
Andrew Carr picks up his
the big
first foul.
Come
here.
The big foul.
Oh, he's big and strong.
You called me that in Avalon one time. I threw you out in the ocean. It wasn't pretty.
All right, guys.
Penwood with the ball. They're down by 16. Driving is Johnson. Floater. No. They're letting them play for the most part. That could have been over the back on Penwood. They don't call it. Kushner, the rebound. Here comes East.
Oh, no.
Up the car. Oh. Floater, yes.
By the way, how fast is he by the floor? About four or five strides, guys? Is that he's down the under the basket?
Yeah, well.
I love it.
And Carr putting on a show here, as expected. Deflected pass, picked up.
That's
Penwood,
what I
got a layup around. Good.
There's a driving dish.
All right, 16-point lead, though. It's still
Jerry Flynn.
They're running out of time here, less than 5:45.
Kushner, right wing corner. Kushner. I can't believe he's a ninth grader. He's one of the best I've seen this year. Lay it up and in, and he's getting better and better and better, more experienced. He was in eighth grade last year watching these guys.
He's having his way.
This is unbelievable. He looks taller than 6 feet, too. Dez Johnson against Carr misses the shot. Kushner the rebound.
He went over Jerry Flynn. Good Lord.
To Destin. Oh, he'll take it right to the rack. He's a fearless son of a gun. Put back. He misses the shot. The put back. Good by Carr.
That is the dagger. That's the dagger, kids.
And the lead is up to 20 like that. And Westchester East is 5:15 away from winning their first ever boys basketball District 1 championship. And the first for a Chester County boys basketball team since 2000 in Coatesville.
Yeah, Pete.
That's the fourth foul on Shamir Baines.
Well, yeah, I mean, they'll keep him in now with five to go. But real quick, I mean, this is a one-point game at half. It was close third quarter. They missed, five straight three-pointers early in that quarter. And then guess what? This team just started getting anything they wanted. Westchester's got whatever they wanted in this run of I don't know what it is.
Carbon copy mark of Chester Methacton the other night. So you can picture that. That's painting a picture, live and living color. Penwood coming back. What do they call it? Euro step? Hops? I call it hop, skip, step, but a foul. He'll get two shots.
These are the first foul shots of the half.
But this is actually more dominating, I think, than we saw with Methacton. This is, I mean, you know, I thought that, Methacton wasn't quite as dominating by this point. Well,
who wins, Methacton or Westchester East?
Oh, that'd be a good game.
Free throw, no good. That would be that'd be a classic.
Yeah.
Now, comparing scores, first shot no good by Penwood. 5:04 to go, fourth quarter, 21-point lead, Westchester East. Westchester East lost to Malvern Prep, and Methacton beat Malvern Prep, if you want to compare scores. This is both. Boy, they're having a lot of trouble, Penwood, shooting at this basket at the other end, shooting it, as I said, into the teeth of the Penwood fans.
Their body language indicates they're really having trouble getting motivated to play this game.
No, they got to play the game out, like I was telling Chester the other night. Just play it out.
Hey,
get it done.
This is not your last game of the season. You got more games to play.
He's a lefty.
Detta.
Oh, no.
McCray. Alley-oop. Lay it up and in by Carr. Okay. Yeah, I've seen some great ones. Billy Owens. I mean, you know, from Carlisle. I mean, guys that can play like this. I think Andrew gives a underneath the basket shot, no good. Rebound shot, and a foul. He could play in the NBA. I heard that last year when I saw him. I think he can play in the NBA.
Well, he's got to get some weight on him.
Yeah, oh, well, that'll happen in college.
Man. But I saw him play last year, of course, in a game you referenced earlier today.
Sun Valley was very, very, very physical.
Guess what? He's great. His knowledge of the game is great. He defends you around the rim. He does it without fouling. So guess what? Defensively, he's already way above his years, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what Pete was pointing out.
Offensively, he can do it. You mentioned inside, mid-range, and the outside game. Yep. And how about running the floor? I'm telling you, I love people who run the floor, girls and guys who run the floor. I look up, and he was in his lane, and about 3 seconds later, he's under the basket. That plays bigger on the next level for sure. For sure.
Made both free throws.
And Westchester, here we go again. They're easily beating the trap. Kushner up. Good. Is your son Jack should be here watching him play.
He had a
he kind of reminds me. I mean, he's strong.
He has a long way to go. This guy's very good, but yeah. I'm ultra impressed.
Yeah. Desmond Johnson down low. Pass layup. No good. Foul. Carr.
I agree with that one.
And that'll be on the floor, I believe, 23.
How many is this on Carr? Is this three?
That's his first foul.
Well, the other night.
No,
it's his second.
Second.
The other night, Chester was only down five when Woodward got his third with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. They went on a seven. He scored 12 straight points without Woodward in the game. Three balls.
Next man up.
As we said. Reverse layup. Yes.
Nice.
Show me your veins. Now, next year, Penwood's going to have to find a way to try to beat Chester in their league. It's a long drought against them. But they got some players coming back. 4 minutes to go in the ball game and a 57-36 lead. Detta three ball.
Oh, my gosh.
No good. Kushner. Detta in the lane. Floater. Yes.
This guy's unreal.
Yeah.
Kushner. How's he getting in the right spot every time? He's in the right spot offensively every time.
Putting on a clinic. Turnover. Detta the steal.
Uh-oh.
East coming back.
Uh-oh.
Slowing it up here. Heffron. Richardson. Penetrates.
Whoa.
Blocked, but a foul.
Yep.
And he's an unbelievable player, and they've done a good job on Tim Richardson. I think he could play D1 ball somewhere. But you just never know what coaches are looking at, and, you know.
Guess what? These guys are going to be a tough out in the state tournament, David. I mean, they have it all.
Yeah. They had a tough game last night, Wood.
Is Wood 6-8 or 5-8?
They're 5-8. So you got to run to them, but they can hang with that. They have a 6-10 guy like that. Wood state semifinalist last year, and Wood barely beat Abington Heights again in overtime last year in state semi. Abington Heights didn't make the playoff state tournament, first time in 13 years.
Wow.
A down year for them. But 19-7.
How about the Canaries? Are they in?
Oh, they're tough. Oh, yeah, they're playing Chester next week. They're third place. Free throw good.
Andrew, I got that in there today.
Canaries and the Clippers.
Andrew, hit the Canaries. Hit the
Canaries are high flying.
Creep.
Richardson in and out. Rebound, Patriots. And a foul on Richardson.
So that was a little ticky-tack considering the score.
Westchester East 60, Penwood 36. So for Del Valle teams, again, the Leah Cora Center, not kind. Chester's lost four in a row here in the District 1 playoffs last five seasons. And I think all were tied double digits. Nope. Jumper right side, no good. This will be a double-digit win for Westchester East. We have 3 minutes to go in the game. East with the ball. I know my buddy Eric Anderson's listening, former East coach. Jumper Detta, no good. And a pass up to Dublin. Dublin saves it from going out of bounds, but to Richardson. Richardson. And it looks like they want to play have a little fun here, Westchester East.
Well,
and that's not their style. They throw the ball away. And behind the back, going to the basket, lay it up and in by.
That was a nice drive.
Show me your veins. Remember.
Richardson went right.
Academy
Park. Left.
Yeah. Academy Park's going to have to open up with. Not Academy Park. Penwood's going to have to open up with a Catholic League team, I think, in the first round of the states. Maybe, Mark, you can check your brackets. Timeout, 2:36 to go here in quarter number four. It's Westchester East 60, Penwood 38 on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And we have 2:36 to go in the ball game. It's Westchester East 60. Penwood 38. I do know Strathaven lost last night to Unionville. Playing great year, Strathaven. They go to the playoffs. Their reward is a first-round game with Archbishop Wood. And then Wood. Well, hey, I'm not counting anything out. Look at Penridge, what they did last year.
You got to play the game.
Exactly. And that's why we're going to be probably broadcasting some state games and get an opportunity.
I'd like to, depending on where they are and who they are.
Well, we've got.
We know we got Chester Charter we're going to take
and that'll be a home area game. Chester High will have a home area game Saturday. It's the Canaries. A lot of our teams are traveling.
Tweet.
Yep. So 2:32 to go in the game.
Starters, they're still in for Westchester East. I don't quite understand why.
Up by 22. Now we got some substitutions. There's a tall young man coming in. When we did their game against Chester Charter, we had them earlier.
He likes tall young man and likes big fella. Call me either one.
And you sound like Bill Rafferty sometimes. I'm sure you've heard that before, Coach
sure.
Mark Jordan of Radnor, going to the state playoffs. Just weaving it around out high. Run some clock. Classy act, Tom Durant, and a push foul, and that's shooting, right? 1-1 now, Penwood with a foul. So coming into the game for Westchester East is Double Nichols, yes, and he's a 6'7" ninth grader, Stanley Porter.
6'7"?
No, I got 6'6",
six,
six,
so whatever. 6'6".
Six. Six, oh, I'm
six, sorry. 6'7", 6'6".
Well, I'm sorry.
Technically, right now he's kneeling, so you can't tell.
My mistake. I'm sorry about that, guys. Carr at the line.
Oh, he's going to come in for Carr's. So Carr's shooting.
Number two will be Ryan Dwell, D-U-E-L-L. He's a 6'3 junior. So Tom Durant, you start building the program back, and here you go. But Westchester East, they've got a little bit easier bracket than Penwood. Good.
But real quick about, because this is his last seconds in the game, Andrew Carr, like, what is his weakness? I mean, literally, they tried to bang him a little bit early here.
He doesn't
work
fly.
Much. I mean, that's pretty funny. He runs the floor. He plays defense. Oh, he missed that.
As your boy with a rebound, Kushner, Jack
Jeez,
Kushner.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I remember six offensive rebounds.
It says Kushner. He's 6 feet. I don't know. Probably. And then 1:44 to go. They want to get Porter into the game. I want to see him play. It's been a while. He'll come in now.
Oh, my gosh. That was great. You see what that was? Andrew Carr threw the ball out of bounds.
Yes.
Coach Durant wasn't happy with it, but it was a good move.
So District 1, 5-8 champs. Now, will be Westchester East. Chester County's had a couple of state champs in boys basketball. Coatesville, 2001. Kennett Square in 2002. Kennett High School.
Really?
Mike Nelms is the coach.
Nice.
Down low, layup and missing. Offensive rebound is no good. And the big fella. The other big fella. A lot of big fellas out there. Stanley Porter, the rebound.
You love that name, Stanley.
No relation to Howard. Villanova 1970. I'm just doing the Chris Berman stuff. Down low for Porter. Looks good. This is the layup, though. And Penwood comes back. A minute to go in the game. Penwood down by 23 to the basket. Lay it up and in. Nice, nice. Number 21. Let's give him some love for the Patriots. That is, I don't have him. 21, right? Do you have a 21, guys?
For who?
Penwood.
Penwood, no.
That was great, David.
No.
All right, we're going to keep it right here.
Subs in.
So Penwood's number 21 scores.
He was a Sam Brony driver, I
think. Dave's now asking the first row if they know 21's name. When you have a 21-point game is what happens. It's sort of you're down a little bit in the old archives.
And the broadcast business is what makes it tough is when you're calling a game with 1 minute left and the score is down by 21.
Yeah. Oh, look at this guy. Dave, give him some love. 31.
30.
Jack Kelly.
Yeah, I saw him play. He's good.
5'6". He's my kind of guy.
Yeah, Jack Kelly, ninth grader.
That means you think you can beat him.
33. Oh. Jackson Colt. Uh-oh. Steal. And ahead of the pack is Massenburg. Oh. No, but a foul, and I wouldn't be fouling here.
He called that on Jack Kelly.
I think he reached for the ball and hit the hand.
Look at that kid.
Penwood's
Come
got
on.
Number 30 for Penwood is Makai Schillingford. What? 5'9"? Number 30? Looks taller than that. But Makai Schillingford into the game. Free throw around and good.
I just print what they give me.
Yeah, number 20 is Sayo Kenneth. Who's a junior?
Okay.
6 feet.
I mean, some of these kids might have grown 3 inches over this.
You don't know. over the last month. Over
right,
the last
Dave Byrne,
hour.
Mark Jordan.
Boy, that would hurt.
We got some rest in between. I got to do a roster.
Oh,
then we got
what,
the game
what?
That.
Uh-oh. Jack Isenberg. Whoa.
Long, long Hello. Three. by Jackson Culp. 6-3.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Junior.
Southpaw.
For Westchester East. Off the glass. No. 17 seconds. And they're going to bring it up the floor.
Jack Kelly wants
kid
one.
Skip. And he's going to fire a three ball.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. Another three ball.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Joe Clark.
I'm not sure Coach Lehman's a big fan of this.
Lay it up and in.
Back-to-back threes.
And that'll be the ball game. Final score, 67-43. Congratulations, Tom Durant. West Chester East boys basketball team. First ever District 1 championship in boys basketball history. First District 1 boys basketball championship since Coatesville in 2000 when they beat Chester at Villanova by 1 point, one of the greatest games ever played. West Chester East now cruised to 26-2 off to the state tournament. Also off to the state tournament, Penwood 16-9. Back with the postgame show following these words. It's never sounded so good. It's boys high school basketball playoff action. DelcoHoops.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Westchester East wins the District 1 Boys Basketball Championship. The first Chester County team to win a boys basketball district championship since 2002 when Kennett Square did it. Kennett High, Mike Nelms. Then they won the state championship. Before that was Coatesville. So that's unbelievable. That's a long time still.
Real quick, I mean, ultra impressive performance by Westchester East. Second half, if I had this right, 47-24.
Yeah, well, it's pretty impressive.
Convincing second half domination.
Yep.
I thought Kieran Heffernan hit three big threes there in that little bit of run. How about Kushner? How about Jack Kushner? You mentioned he had 10 points, about six offensive rebounds that half. Fantastic. And guess what? Andrew Carr. We have a little saying, you might play some March Madness pools. I don't know if you guys do that. We always say, who's the best player? Like, who's the best player in March Madness? Who's the best player in college basketball? And they usually win. Remember Danny Manning back in the day in 88 Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
Best player, he won it with that. Maybe not with the best parts. Guess what? Andrew Carr is the best player in this district. I mean, I think we all agree with that.
Yep.
And guess what? He won, and they won convincingly in all their games.
You're talking about 5A, or you want to start on all teams?
5A. Okay. Well, okay. Maybe so. You can put him in the argument for all of them. But I'm saying, in this level, guess what?
Yep.
I know our guys at Ryder said, my gosh, this guy's just too good. So our guys played him and said, he was just that great. So he's very, very, very good. And in the right bracket, we'll have to look at the brackets a little bit. This team can make some noise late. Can get late. Because if they're hard to pressure, he's so big. They play that 2-3 zone. Unless you're shooting jump shots well, it's hard to score a lot against this team. And you notice a lot of their opponents are in the low 40s.
Yeah, the first couple of rounds, Westchester East will play they'll play public schools from Central PA. Nothing against them, but it's tough. You got to play the cat. And that's where Penwood's going to have to deal with either Philadelphia public school, which are still tough, as you know.
Right.
Even though they are boundary,
sure.
The whole city of Philadelphia.
Sure.
And then you got another, our Catholic League. So that's what Penwood's going to have to get by. That's what Strathaven's going to have to get by. But it is what it is.
And kudos, and real quick, kudos to Coach Lindemann and Penwood.
Right. Yes.
Andrew, got some numbers?
They did well.
We'll run through some numbers real quick. For the Penwood Patriots, they were led by Shamir Baines with 15. Samir Massenberg had 3. Jerry Flynn with 8. Abdullah Dublin with 9. Desmond Johnson with 6 for their, and number 21 with 2 for their total of 43. For the Westchester East Vikings, they were led by Andrew Carr with 22. Jack Kushner had 13. Mike Detta had 12. Tim Richardson had 5. Karen Heffernan had 9. Jackson Culp had 3. And Joe Clark also had 3 for their total of 67 here today.
Pete?
Well, some rebounding stats. Believe it or not, I got Penwood with 21 rebounds to 18 by WC East. Andrew Carr with 11 rebounds, and as far as turnovers, 4 for each team. It was a well-played game. Just WC East is just a better, stronger, bigger team.
Oh, yeah. Well, the third quarter really put it away, and then you just kind of coasted for the fourth quarter. Dave, let's go ahead and say goodnight, and we've got to come back here for the 7
that's
o'clock.
That's it, yes. 7 o'clock game. We've got Mathacton. Hugh Dixon is in the house. We'll be back. We're doing the Mathacton game, too. Mathacton against Cheltenham, and that'll be 7 o'clock tonight, District 1 6A championship. Signing off, congratulations, Westchester East. Boys basketball, 67, Penwood 43, DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.